Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh my goodness. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It's 1906 UTC here in beautiful Austin, Texas. Bright blue skies. Partly cloudy. Got a lot of big wigs visiting the office today. It's funny because when you work for a big corporation, the big wigs are always kind of like they'll show up and it's top secret. But, you know, unfortunately, word always will get out. Someone will recognize you or something. Anyway. Oh wow, I can twist this by hand. I don't think I'm supposed to be able to do that. It is 1907. It's 38 degrees, high of 39. I'm in a tough way. Well, let me tell you about it while this music's playing in the background. So today is Thursday, September the 7th, 2023. Hey, look, a policeman drove by in a... Oh, look, he almost used a turn signal to change lanes. That's one of the things I hate the most. I think the reason I get so mad about police is because of the hypocrisy, you know. But anyway. What is it I'm trying to tell you? Oh, so today's September 7th, and I had an interesting morning. Last night I went home a little later than normal, and so it was about 9 o'clock, which is late for Marcus's. I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and I just fell asleep, kind of leaned over, kind of hyper-extended, like bent sideways. And when I woke up, I had the most horrendous pain in my back, on one side, on my back, bottom right side of my back. So when I stood up, it hurt immensely. So then I hunched over, that hurt. So I just kind of shuffled to bed. I took some ibuprofen, drank a little bit of water, and I laid down. And then I woke up a couple hours later, and it was very difficult to get out of bed. And I was just like, oh no, this is the end. This is the end. And so, long story short, I really was like, I might have to call in to work. And I took some ibuprofen, waited 30 minutes, still hurt, couldn't really, I couldn't even get my socks on. You know, I was like, I was gonna put on my socks and pants and get ready for work. So I took some Excedrin, and then about 10 minutes later, then I could put my pants on and my shirt on, but when I stood up, it hurt a lot. So I took a Tramadol, which is a pain medicine, is one of the pain pills they gave me after surgery one time. And after I took that, then I was able to stand up and sit in the car and drive to work. I barely made it to a 10 o'clock meeting, and I felt kind of loose after that, but then it was starting to hurt again a little bit ago, so I took another one of these pills. And so I'm a little loopy, but we're making it happen. I've been using Lemmy to put our show news links on, and I'm happy to be doing that consistently, so continue to expect to see that. I want to do that because I feel like the show's archive is great, but a lot of times the news stories kind of disappear. I think what I'm going to do is the ultimate goal is that there'll be I'll have like a blog or a gopher page or something, and I'll just dump all this information into it, and then I'll link it on Lemmy, and then that way there'll be one independent source to have all this info. But anyway, it's 1910 UTC, and if we're going to get through any of this news, we better get going. If you want to talk and hang out during the show, all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. You can use tty.sdf.org. That's tangotangoyankee.sdf.org. Or any alternatives you might know. But once you get connected, what you need to do is remember these three little words. Restart that app. Just remember these three little letters. C-O-M. That's right. Charlie Oscar Mike. Once you type that in, press enter, that will launch Komode, and then you just press G for go to and type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and then you'll be rocking and rolling. I connected to the meta array. I'm waiting to connect to the SDF cluster. It looks like it's having a little trouble. We're just going to go ahead and close and try again, this time using tty.sdf.org. Boom, now I'm connected. Sometimes you got to try a few times. Just type tty.sdf.org, and then you'll get a bounce to a good one eventually. Boom. Let's see who's in comm, hanging out, ready to chat, going through all the roles and everything. It looks like I've got bad comm lag, too. So let's see if we can get there. Color scheme. We're going to make it bright. R. There we go. Yeah, I got bad lag. But it looks like X1 and Gerbil Fat, Oak 3 is in the house. Oak 3 joined and left. Taviso, pills for breakfast. That's true, gerbil fat. It's totally true. I actually went and ate a piece of bread. This will be a memory I have for a little while at least. I was holding some pills in one hand and just hunched over in pain in the kitchen, just eating a piece of bread so that I could have eaten a piece of bread before I swallowed these pills. It was entertaining. It's funny in retrospect, but it was not funny at the time. But anyway, thanks so much for being here and hanging out. Glad to check in with all of you guys. Please stick around in 15 minutes or so, 17 minutes. We've got the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that comes on every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC. Then we've got Stug Show today. It's Thursday, and Thursdays means you can listen to Flux with Stug, which is a fun show. Check it out. And you don't even have to turn off the radio, because then after Flux is Language Soup, and then Pumpkin Pie, and then tonight, the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix. That's at 2300 UTC. So you don't want to miss any of that. So tune in. Enjoy life. So that's how life is good. So gerbil fat. Oh my God, go lay down and call out of work. You know, I would have, but today, the important thing is today's beer day. Thursdays are beer day. So now that I've taken pain medicine, though, I have to remember and only drink like one or two beers, and not my, usually on beer day, it's like a four or five pints, I guess, at the pub with the guys. I don't know. I think our record is we had like eight people and we drank like 9 pitchers. So, or 10 pitchers, something like this. It was a lot of beer, but we had a good time. All right. So let's get going. We got a lot of news. I'll put it up on, Limmy and stuff too, but let's go over here, jump into Firefox and go to our bookmarks. We just go over here to come on, living in you. Sometimes iOS is not the most stable of platforms, as you know. Firefox crashed. Do you want to restore your tabs? No, let's just go back. Settings, sync now. Sinking. We're synced. Go to bookmarks. Hit them out. Da-da-da-da-da. Bookmarks menu. News to me. Today's the 7th of September. All right. Death and destruction time. Brace your hearts. The SDF militia is getting more violent. If you are part of the SDF militia and you're hanging out in SDF, be sure you post all your battle plans on the B-board. In the battle plans board. Arab tribal leaders blame violence on years-long discrimination by the Kurdish-led SDF in Deir ez-Zor and other parts of the northeastern area of Syria. Ongoing fighting that erupted between the militias last week has killed dozens of people as fears of further escalation grow. The fighting has happened after the SDF detained a senior commander known as Abu Kawala, K-H-A-W-L-A, who was accused of corruption and eating all the eucalyptus trees. Arresting Abu Kawala angered the rest of the Deir ez-Zor Military Council, a militia that had fought as part of the United States-backed SDF since 2016, in its years-long battle against ISIL, or ISIS, in Syria. The SDF controls a semi-autonomous zone in Syria's northeast, which includes large parts of the province and stretches into parts of Aleppo in the northwest. Both SDF and tribal militias deny that Abu Kawala's detention was the reason behind the escalation of violence. So be sure you get your pets spayed and neutered. And if you are sexually active, be sure you get tested at least every 6 months or so, or before any new partners, to be sure you're safe. Alrighty. Things are a bit loose today, as I am on my pain medicines. Hey, look, X1's back from the bathroom for water. let's see, is the Z-Man pointing out that's 200 and you boys drank 300 worth of beer. gerbil fat, brosif, don't mix beers and pills, my God, my good man. Yeah, good point. This other SDF keeps mucking up my SDF hashtag timeline on Mastodon. Yeah, sorry Z-Man, that's one of the risks of being old school. So Mark Dickey, this headline, I think somebody was having a little bit of fun. Mark Dickey, huge rescue mission for U.S. man deep in Turkey cave. That's right. A man named Dickey was deep inside that Turkish cave when he ruptured his intestines. Like Mr. Hand, don't look him up. A massive rescue operation has been launched in Turkey after an American man became trapped in the country's third deepest cave complex. About 150 workers have been working to rescue him since he became trapped in the cave on Saturday. He was co-leading a team to map a new passage in the cave when he began to suffer from gastrointestinal bleeding. The Turkish Caving Federation said the operation was complex as he was stuck at a depth of 1,120 meters, which is 3,675 feet. 6 units of blood were delivered to Mr. Dickey, and his condition has stabilized. By Thursday lunchtime, the group, which is helping to coordinate the rescue, his bleeding had stopped and he was able to walk unsupported. However, he will still need a stretcher to be removed from the cave, the Federation said in a statement. The operation is logistically and technically one of the largest cave rescues in the world. So, it seems like he is going to be okay, and he should have a full recovery or have a recovery. It can take up to 15 hours to get there for someone not familiar with the cave, and wet conditions and temperatures as low as 4 to 6 degrees C. So it's a pretty strong stuff going on there. Let's check in on Macomb here. X1 may remember some parts of yesterday. Yes, indeed. Hey, buddy, we're going to keep it moving. We're rolling at 1919 UTC. Bookmarks. All right. Oh, man. Now, talk about this. I feel like this is a reverse. Do you guys remember Labyrinth? The movie Labyrinth with David Bowie? This is kind of a reverse Labyrinth. A bizarre mystery is unfolding in Texas. After 5 children were found alone in their home after their parents were allegedly kidnapped and discovered a day later. San Antonio police officers were called to the home in the city's Southwest Side neighborhood at around 6 a.m. on Wednesday. The children, all under the age of 17, were inside and unharmed. The children reportedly told police that armed male suspects broke into their house and forcefully took the parents, who were both in their 30s. Suspects kicked down the door, entered the home, took the adults, and fled the scene. Ricardo Guzman from the San Antonio Police Department told KSAT, "We located about 5 juveniles, all inside the home, no injuries, they were unharmed." The parents were then found safe on Thursday morning just off Culebra Road near West Commerce Street on West Side San Antonio. The police deployed a SWAT team and were even checking cars within the neighborhood to see if they could find any trace of the couple. According to police, the couple were taken to 2 separate locations, which within hours, the police were able to track down both locations. The couple had been checked by officials and are deemed to be okay, safe, with no major injuries. A large number of people were found in one of the houses who are now being interviewed by police. They're calling it a kidnapping. Texas law states this is a third-degree felony, which could see the suspects in state prison between 2 to 10 years and or a fine up to $10,000. Could you imagine if you were kidnapping people? And they were just like, all right, the fine's $10,000. Oh, wow, that's a nice Ferrari just drove by. Okay. Not a lot of activity in the intersection today. I'm not facing that direction. That might be why. Hey, truck turning left using the turn signal. And executed that fairly well. Did not stop at the stop sign. But it's okay because they're talking or texting on their cell phone as they drive. So, good job. They're following most of the rules. So you may remember I mentioned how New Delhi was kind of in India. New Delhi was kind of like bulldozing a lot of those slums. Well, apparently they're bulldozing their stray dogs too. No, not really, but they are getting rid of their stray dogs. Hundreds of stray dogs that roam the streets of the Indian capital are being rounded up by authorities and moved to shelters in the run-up to the G20 summit this weekend, according to animal activists and Reuters News Service witnesses. The authorities have already cleared many slums in the city and put up life-size cutouts of langurs to scare monkeys away from public spaces. The G20 summit is the largest ever gathering of world leaders in the Indian capital, which will be attended by Joe Biden, Rishi Sunak, Mohammed bin Salman, Justin Trudeau, and Fumio Kishida, along with many other world leaders. The Municipal Corporation of Delhi, or MCD, did not directly link the removal of stray dogs to the summit, stating that the strays are being picked up
only on an urgent basis.
Oh, hey, another car using their turn signal. And this guy turned into the left turn lane, which is a no-no. You're not supposed to do that. But yeah, he is not using a cell phone, so good for you. All right, so they're getting rid of the dogs, putting them in shelters. So I guess that's a positive thing. I don't know. I think they have kill shelters there. And three sailors have reached safety after being after sharks nearly sink their catamaran. Three round-the-world sailors reached land safely Thursday after sharks nearly sank their catamaran in the Coral Sea. Both of the inflatable hulls of their 9-meter boat were damaged in several attacks by what they thought were to be cookie-cutter sharks, a small species not considered dangerous to people. Aerial photo of the men's rescue showed major damage to the boat, which was nearly submerged, and a front section of the hull was completely missing. They are small. An article I read about these guys said they're about the size of like a pencil. Imagine a bunch of pencils with teeth. So, a little bit scary. It's 1923, which is 7 minutes to go before the dubious goals committee with Tobe and Stug and Flux and all the other cool shows. So stick around. If my brand isn't your thing, it's okay. So this is something that I feel very strongly about, painkillers or no painkillers, and that's depleted uranium munitions. Uranium is very heavy. You know, all those metals, but uranium especially is extra heavy, heavier than lead. And the United States figured out, or at least the world figured out, but the United States has a lot of depleted uranium, figured out that, oh, if you make bullets out of this stuff, you can pierce through tank holes and other armored vehicles. So the United States literally like dusted the entire country of Afghanistan with these depleted uranium bullets, and hundreds if not thousands of children were born with terrible birth defects, and people were really harmed by this. The United States didn't apologize and doesn't really care, so it's one of the reasons why I hate the U.S. military so much. This is just pretty abhorrent. The United States is giving depleted uranium munitions to the Ukraine. The United States has announced plans to supply Ukraine with depleted uranium munitions to stave off the Russian military's offensive, drawing fierce condemnation from Moscow. The transfer comes as part of a $1 billion U.S. aid package for Kyiv, based unveiled on Wednesday. The USA is saying they are simply denser than more conventional tank rounds, but there's no carcinogenic or radioactive threat, according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. But Russia has lambasted the U.S. with the Russian embassy in Washington, denouncing the Biden administration's move as an indicator of inhumanity that will cause indiscriminate effects. Rarely am I on agreeing with Russia, but the rounds retain some radioactive properties. There's not enough for, like, it's depleted uranium. It's essentially what we would call nuclear waste in the U.S. It's depleted uranium, so it's not gonna, you'd have to recycle it to make it into nuclear or anything. Anyway, it's just a terribly abhorrent behavior for those bullets to exist and for them to be being used in this way. Let me just tell you a few fun stories before we get out of here. Ritual mass murder. Yeah, you thought it would be fun. I'm sorry, I tricked you. Let's check in on calm real quick. Crazy deep mean, a crazy long time to climb to the surface. Yeah. Let's see, about five juveniles? Are they not sure? Yeah, it's about... Yeah, it's exactly very funny, right? Hey, Gerbil Fat. Hey, Zero Hoff. If pencils with teeth is supposed to be scary, that does not work with me, X1 points out. Yeah. And Oak 3 giving us the good one. DUMs. Fallujah, case in point. Hey, Tobe's in the house. Tobe pointing out, well, if you don't want to get shot, bombed, or otherwise fucked up, don't invade, oppress, or kill others. Yeah, it's true. It's just... If you are using depleted uranium bullets You want to do it somewhere far away from where you live, because it's gonna fuck up everyone who lives there for a few hundred years, probably. Or at least until the bullets are buried for a bit. Anyway, this ritual mass murder is a joke. Sorry, I tricked you. A yoga class was mistaken for a ritual mass murder scene after members of the public saw several people lying on the floor and reported it to police. Five police cars descended on the North Sea Observatory in Chapel, St. Leonard's, Lincolnshire on Wednesday night. Yoga teacher Millie Laws said she thought the reports of her being a mass murderer were a joke at first. Lincolnshire police confirmed everyone was safe and well, and the call was made with good intentions. So I thought that was pretty funny. They were doing the rest period at the end of the yoga class, and some dog walkers walked by and thought everyone had been murdered. And get this. Flamingos are being spotted across the continental U.S. in areas as far away as Ohio, Kentucky, Carolinas, Virginia, Tennessee, and Texas. According to a Florida Audubon Society, flamingos are cropping up everywhere because they were flying from Cuba to the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico when they were blown off course by Hurricane Idalia. So that's right. A bunch of flamingos heading towards the Yucatan got blown all over the United States. So if you see flamingos in your area, you're not losing your mind. A hurricane blew them off course. the Z-Man pointing out, calling out the cops to a yoga class might be the whitest thing I've ever heard. Octonauts. I haven't seen or heard of that show. Octonauts. Alright, we got about a minute or less than a minute to go, so I just want to tell you, be sure you wash your hands at least 30 seconds after you go to the bathroom, or at least before you cook, and enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. It's good for your brain and good for your heart. And we're growing kidneys inside of pigs now, so be careful out there. A lot of news we didn't get to, but I will try and use it tomorrow. All right, bye. Don't forget, everybody cares about you, and you're a good person, and life is good. Bye. Do-do-do-do-do-do-dear-dear. It's time for the Dubious Goals, DGC, the Dubious Goals Committee. Bam, bam, bam. Let's get our goals.